Left-wing New York, Denver, Chicago mayors join to push Biden for more money for migrants, blast Texas. By Warner Todd Houston on December 28, 2023. The extreme, left-wing mayors of New York, Chicago, and Denver joined forces to demand that the federal government give them millions more in federal dollars to deal with the tidal wave of illegal aliens invading their cities while blasting Texas for sending some of those migrants. New York's Eric Adams, Chicago's Brandon Johnson, and Denver's Mike Johnston, Democrats all, met to cooperate on a statement urging President Joe Biden to put more resources at the fingertips of the left-wing cities, each of which claim to be sanctuary cities. We need the federal government to lean in and provide more financial assistance. All of our cities have reached the point where we are either close to capacity or nearly out of room, Chicago's mayor exclaimed on Wednesday, according to Chicago's MAC TV. We expect the surge to intensify in the coming days and weeks, Adams added. We are calling for a federal declaration of emergency, financial support, and a national resettlement strategy. As Denver continues to see an increase of newcomers arriving in our city, many of whom are families with children who arrive in the middle of the night in below freezing conditions, it's clear that what the U.S. is currently doing is not working, Denver Mayor Johnston exclaimed. Our cities are working shoulder to shoulder to support newcomers, but it's time for the federal government to increase work authorization, create a coordinated entry strategy, and provide more federal dollars to ensure cities can manage this crisis and help newcomers thrive. The three mayors said that between their locales, they have seen more than 80,000 illegal border crossers arrive in their sanctuary cities since August of last year. The mayors are also taking action separately. For his part, Mayor Adams just threw up new restrictions on buses entering the Big Apple. New rules have been enacted this week limiting the times buses can come into the city limits, the places where they can go to drop their passengers off, and the number of days a week that they may do so. The mayor's restrictions were hastily passed on Wednesday. Chicago's mayor had already passed such restrictions 2 weeks ago, and his administration even began to impound buses entering the city to drop off illegal aliens, WLS-TV reported. Finally, Denver's mayor is even running contrary to his party's usual hatred for religion by teaming with the Catholic Church to house illegal aliens in the Mile High City. Meanwhile, the three mayors have also railed at Texas Governor Greg Abbott for daring to ship a tiny number of the illegal immigrants he is faced with on a daily basis to places north. In his Wednesday press release, Mayor Adams' administration wrote, "As Texas Governor Greg Abbott triples down on efforts to use asylum seekers as political pawns, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and Denver Mayor Mike Johnston called for additional federal support to manage the national asylum seeker crisis." Adams later blasted Abbott, saying, "New York City has begun to see another surge of migrants arriving, and we expect this to intensify over the coming days as a result of Texas Governor Abbott's cruel and inhumane politics." The Windy City's Johnson also went on a tirade against Abbott and absurdly blamed the Texan for Joe Biden's migrant crisis. "The issue is not just how we respond in the city of Chicago. It's the fact that we have a governor, an elected official, in the state of Texas that is placing families on buses without shoes. Cold, wet, tired, hungry, afraid, traumatized, and then they come to the city of Chicago where we have homelessness. We have mental health clinics that have been shut down and closed. You have people that are seeking employment," Johnson said during a press conference on December 18. "The governor of Texas needs to take a look in the mirror of the chaos he is causing for this country," Johnson exploded. "This is not just a Chicago dynamic. He is attacking our country. The sensibility and civility of our country. He is undermining that." Clearly, these three left-wing Democrat mayors feel Greg Abbott is attacking the country by sending to their cities the economic migrants whom Joe Biden allowed to freely break our laws and enter the country illegally. The three mayors met at the same time the state of Texas is trying its own new ways to stem the tide of Joe Biden's illegal migrants by enacting new rules to allow state and local police departments to arrest and detain homeless illegal aliens and deport them on their own authority. But the measures have come too late in many ways. A recent look at the costs shows that in 2023, The millions of illegal aliens that are living in the United States have cost every American taxpayer nearly $1,200 each. In total, taxpayers were billed $150 billion this year to pay for illegal immigration. Finally, according to Biden's own Customs and Border Patrol, the agency has set a record high in the number of illegal aliens that officers have encountered on the border in a single month, with a shocking 242,418 enforcement encounters for November. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.